infected with highly contagious funk vapors. It's in its first stages, but it's been in me for ages. My doctor's stressing cause he can't find a cure, cause there's no help for those exposed to funk that's so pure. He said we need to identify the source, so we can make that antidote that puts you on a course. You see, they're working on this formula to solve it, but it might be too late because I just can't control it. The other day I got some food for Farmer Jack's. I was waiting at the checkout, feeling calm and relaxed, when it hit me like a knife in the neck. The girl behind the counter grabbed the microphone and said, "Price check." I must have thought she wanted to battle me or something. I snatched the mic from my head, commenced to get the shop jumping. Didn't stop there, I had to get the manager. Verbal battle like I'm MJ, rude and damager. Funk vapors have been detected, and if you're listening, you've already been infected. You can't stop it because it's lethally injected in your system, and resistance is usually statistically accepted. Funk vapors have been detected, and if you're listening, you've already been infected. You can't stop it because it's lethally injected in your system, and resistance is usually statistically accepted. Sound familiar, know this funky infliction. Do you think it could kill ya? A story so similar, man, listen to mine. I took my missus out, you know, wine and dine. Ordered two kebabs a light, large plate of chips. The waitress gives me tickets, says 76. We'll call you on the loudspeaker at about 15. Pick it up over there, into cigarette machine. We find ourselves a table, just minding our biz. From above I heard a crackle, then a muffled sentences. Our meal was ready, so I smiled at the speaker. Right about then, lost control of my sneakers. Grabbed a salt shaker for a mic and started rapping. The cork stopped cooking, customers started clapping, man, everyone was looking, every toe was tapping, and just like that, these things started happening. Cause funk vapors have been detected, and if you're listening and you've already been affected, you can't stop it cause it's lethally injected in your system, and resistance is usually statistically accepted. Funk vapors have been detected, and if you're listening and you've already been affected, you can't stop it cause it's lethally injected in your system, and resistance is usually statistically accepted. Stop there, like demon crates and rhythms that are oh so rare. I've also dealt the thing for permanent markers. Find myself late at night, rapping in car.
Know what you're saying, bro, back in my younger days, I used to let the funk seep out of me in all kinds of ways. Like when I had this part-time job working Saturdays down at Woolworths, sort of cleaning out the meat trays. Yeah, this job had its ups and downs. The pay was pretty shit, but all we did was clown around. And I had access to the mic, which is sweet, telling all the yummy mummies, come and get the good meat. We used to burn the fart and make noises, all over the loudspeaker making fake voices. And I guess one day I just got carried away, felt the need to play my type of NWA. Places full of people shopping as I crashed straight out of coffee shop, and Charlie started stopping, should've seen him jaw dropping. The boss came in, fully caught me in the act. I need a sack, the victim of a funk attack.
Funk vapors have been detected, and if you're listening and you've already been affected, you can't stop it cause it's lethally injected in your system, and resistance is usually statistically accepted. Funk vapors have been detected, and if you're listening and you've already been affected, you can't stop it cause it's lethally injected in your system, and resistance is usually statistically accepted.